you know, when I won at Kiyonga, and it's still Australian Open record today, Gary, which is really, I don't understand it. I don't know whether it's luck or what. But, you know, with all the modern-day equipment compared to what we played with, no records last very long. But I shot 62 the first day, and Nicholas shot 66. So we came back to the hotel. He says, how the hang can I shoot 66 and be four behind? He says, I'm going to get your little South African butt tomorrow. So the next day, he shoots 63, and I shoot 70. We came back. I said, how can I have an average of 66 and be three behind you? I said, tomorrow, I'm going to get your big, fat American butt. And when I was on the 10th hole, I was 10 under par for the round, and his caddy came running from another tee and says, Mr. Nicholas wants to know what you're scoring today. I said, 10 under. He said, no, not for the tournament, for today. Oh, so Nicholas sees me 2 hours later. He says, you're a liar, man. You're not 10 under. Well, I was. And I shot another 62 and won the Australian Open, and the most deflating moment of my life, I'm in the airport. I'm so pumped up, and I've got that Australian Open medal in my pocket, and I've got white pants on, a red shirt, a yellow jacket, and this old lady comes up to me with a walking stick. She says, excuse me, sir, you're the bus driver. Where do I get the tickets to go downtown? I said, ma'am, here's my medal. You can have my medal, and I'll steal it. I'll steal a bus for you.